The U.S. military's preparation against possible Iraqi chemical and biological attacks include specially designed protective suits and masks.
Right now, the rest is pretty clean.
A U.S. Marine explains to curious reporters how he meticulously cleans his M16 rifle every day, keeping it free of sand and anything else that might make the weapon jam at a critical moment during battle. Traditionally, a Marine has always considered his rifle his most important possession. He is taught to never let it out of his sight. But as a possible war with Iraq looms closer, Marines like Lance Corporal Ben Fuller say they have something else that is equally important.
I don't think anybody here is really that terrified of it. You know, we've got gas masks, we carry them wherever we go.
Gas masks are now mandatory gear for all U.S. forces in Kuwait. Everyone is required to have the mask strapped to their hips at all times, even during physical exercise. U.S. troops have also been told to carry a nerve gas antidote called atropine to be used if the gas masks fail. Training to become proficient in using the masks is almost constant. Troops must put their masks on properly in just 8 seconds. But few people seem to mind the hassle and the inconvenience of such training. During the 1991 Gulf War, Iraqi President Saddam Hussein did not use chemical weapons against U.S. troops. Analysts have suggested that that was because a regime change in Baghdad was not the goal of the coalition formed to liberate Kuwait. But the Bush administration has said that if there is a war this time, removing the Iraqi leader will be a primary goal. Many people, like Marine Lance Corporal Gabriel Lopez, believe the threat of a chemical attack by Iraq is now very real.
I think there's a greater chance. I'm sure all of us in the back of our heads think and know that it could happen.
Gas masks are only a part of the U.S. military's biochemical protection package. The overall protective suit, called the Joint Service Lightweight Integrated Suit Technology, includes trousers and a hooded jacket made of chemical-resistant synthetic fibers, rubber galoshes that fit over combat boots, and rubber gloves. While the complete unit can give a person maximum protection during a chemical attack, it is cumbersome and awkward to move around in. And on a hot day, the temperature inside the suit can rise to 45 degrees Celsius. Lance Corporal Adam Scott says the Marines have trained extensively in the suits and masks. He says fighting in full biochemical gear is an exhausting experience.
You're soaking sweat and tired. They're pretty heavy. But you put that on and you put on all your other gear, flak jackets, and we got all the stuff strapped in our flak jackets. So they're heavy and not very comfortable.
Nevertheless, U.S. troops say the protective gear they have now is far better than the bulky chemical suits the U.S. military used to have in its inventory. They look like spacesuits and make moving and fighting very difficult. The new outfit is lighter and easier to wear. In fact, although it is hot and cumbersome, troops are supposed to be able to wear it for extended periods if necessary. And that is exactly what they might have to do in the case of a chemical and biological attack. In that situation, the protective suit could rival the trusty M16 rifle as a soldier or Marine's most important possession. Alicia Rubio, VOA News, Camp Bulrush, Northern Kuwait.